Good morning and welcome to Moments of Meditation. It's November 12th, which is proper 27 on the church calendar. I'm Glenn Kleppe, pastor of Zion Lutheran Church at 410 Main Street South in Pine City, Minnesota. Our phone number is 320-629-3683, and our website is at zionpinecity.org. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 in the morning. We also have a Wednesday service every week throughout the year. That Wednesday service is 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm also pastor at Living Branch Lutheran Church at 6486 Elm Street in North Branch. Our number there is 651-674-5576, and our website is livingbranch.org. Our Sunday worship at Living Branch is at 10 o'clock in the morning. We do have a special service coming up on Thanksgiving Eve at 7. That's a Wednesday, the 22nd. And the service is at Living Branch. There will be no Thanksgiving service at Zion. We're just going to all join together down in North Branch for the Thanksgiving service. And our Advent midweek services will be held in the month of December. Lo, he comes with clouds descending, based on the book of 1 Thessalonians. There, it's Tuesday evenings at 7 in Living Branch, and Wednesdays at 11:30 in the morning and 7 in the evening at Zion. Feel free to call either church for details on those services. The Lord be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Take a moment to reflect on your own sinfulness and your need for God's forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the Church, that with all the company of the redeemed we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for proper 27 on the church calendar is from the prophet Amos, chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord! Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into his house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let them turn back because of their shame, who say, Aha, aha. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God, you are my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. Our epistle reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, the first 13 verses. Jesus said, Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we consider a parable of Jesus. It's from Matthew 25, which is a chapter about the end of the world. This is a pretty challenging parable, I think. The purpose of a parable is to take something that you understand and use it to help you understand a more difficult concept. Usually, we do understand the precept of the parable. A farmer went to sow some seeds, or a woman lost a coin. We can relate to those things. The tough thing about this parable is that, although people in Jesus' day probably understood it perfectly, we don't. We don't understand the wedding customs from Jesus' day. Just like people from another time or place might not understand why in our culture, the bride wears something borrowed and something blue, and they throw their flowers. That's an odd one, isn't it? The groom puts a penny in his shoe. People wouldn't understand that from another culture or another time or place. And we don't understand why 10 young, unmarried women would grab their lanterns and go out and wait for the bridegroom to walk by. Obviously, they did things differently then than we do now. As I understand it from my reading in history, the wedding custom at the time was that the groom would go to the bride's house for the marriage itself, which really wasn't a ceremony, and at some point they would drink a glass of wine together and they were married. The groom would return to his father's house for the celebration. This might happen at any time of day because he might stay at the bride's house for quite a long time or for a fairly short time. When he returned to his father's house, the young unmarried women of the town would wait along the way to enter the feast with the wedding party. Unmarried women generally weren't invited to weddings. Only married women were. But if these young women could follow along the path with the group that was accompanying the groom, they could sneak into the celebration. It became kind of a game, kind of a parade, wandering through the streets of the town. If you missed the parade, you missed the wedding feast. Oh yes, and this might happen in the middle of the night, so you better have a lantern with you. So Jesus tells a parable about 10 young women. They're looking to join in one of these wedding parades, to join a celebration, a feast, if you will. 5 of the women were wise and 5 were foolish. And that's not my assessment in reading the text. That's what Jesus said. When the groom was coming by, they all went to light their lamps, and the 5 wise ones could light theirs because they had plenty of oil. The foolish ones had forgotten to bring extra oil, so when they went to light their lamps, they were unable to. They missed the parade. And when they showed up at the door of the party, they were told to go away. The keeper of the door said, "I don't know you." It sounds kind of sad, kind of final for those who couldn't go into the feast. Once the door is shut, apparently no one can go in. Let's try to figure this out. It seems to me that in the parable, Jesus is the groom. He left his father's house to win his bride, the church. Those wise and foolish young women wanted to get into the feast. So they are us. We're the ones that want to be in on the wedding. We're the ones that want to get into the Father's house. I have felt like there's been some confusion in the American Christian Church for quite a while. In quite a number of churches, you will find their preaching and their teaching is focused on this earthly life. How do you obey God now? What will God do for you today? What gifts is God giving you in this life? That actually fits in with what many people have thought about for quite a while. That God's main focus is you having a good life on this earth. I think that's why people tend to go to church more at times like when they've lost their jobs or when they get a cancer diagnosis. They want God's help right now, here, on this earth. Maybe you think that too. It's not entirely wrong. God does help us in our day-to-day life, and He encourages us to ask Him for help. But the main focus of the church has always been that God saves us from death. Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins. Our sins, even if they're forgiven, can still make our life on this earth pretty miserable. Even if I believe in what Jesus has done for me and I serve in the church, I can still be diagnosed with cancer. Jesus promised us that in this world we would have struggles. We would suffer. But there's no suffering in our Father's house. Okay, back to the parable. The parable is clearly focused on the groom's return to his father's house for the wedding feast. That's what has the young women waiting. When they can't get in, that's the sad part. The groom makes his way through the town, and the parade gathers as the people who are ready follow him into the celebration, and some are left out. Jesus Christ has ascended into his Father's house. Heaven has been described in Scripture as a wedding feast. The question is, who's with him? Are you a part of the parade? Am I? How can we get in and not be left standing at the door hearing those sad words, "I don't know you"? I think the parable talks about three things for those who want to join in. The first is watching. They were out on the path of the parade watching for the groom to come by. We don't need to physically watch with our eyes for the return of Christ to bring us to heaven. The Bible says that everybody will see him. We have no choice but to see Christ when he returns. But we watch through our worship and our study of God's word. We get to know Jesus and what he's done. We know the signs that the end is coming. The second aspect of being ready is pay attention. The foolish virgins were distracted by their sleep and their lack of oil. What distracts you? Are you distracted from God by leisure activities like camping, fishing, hunting? Are you distracted from God by the turmoil of the world around you? Do you spend all your time watching the news and fretting rather than reading the Word of God? Are you distracted from God by your own wealth and relaxation? Some people just don't get out of bed on Sunday morning to worship. Pay attention. And finally, be equipped. God has given you gifts and talents and treasures. Don't leave them at home when you go out to serve Him. Don't forget what God has given you. Don't neglect it. Don't deny it. Serve in the best way you know how, as God has equipped you. Now, those are sins. If we don't do those things, if we don't pay attention, if we don't watch, if we don't use our gifts. But Jesus died to forgive us those sins and to welcome us into the wedding feast. And what a joy that is, because a wedding is a great celebration. I would say in our society, probably weddings are the biggest celebrations we have. We look forward to them with anticipation. The return of Christ is greater still, so watch. Pay attention, be equipped, be ready. The day when you are face to face with God is coming. Amen. We confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For help and deliverance, that we may be granted all things needful and guarded against all things harmful, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For right worship, that we would not imagine God is pleased with us on account of human works or ceremonies, but proclaim him in every act of worship and prayer that salvation is found in Christ's works alone. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For parents and those who teach children the Word of God, that generations to come may love God's promises, walk in His truth, and dwell in His house, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For rulers and all in authority, that our God of righteousness would embolden them to enact and defend measures that preserve peace and provide justice for all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who cry to the Lord in need of body, soul, or spirit, we bring the names to God now. That God would answer them with strength and healing, comfort and hope, and keep them in the confidence of the resurrection of the dead, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For forgiveness, life, and salvation, that the Lord would descend from heaven with a cry of command, raise up those who have fallen asleep, and until that day prepare us by the blessed sacrament for his coming in glory, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all the faithful who have gone before us, for those who have suffered loss and need the comfort of God, that none may grieve as those who have no hope, but rejoice and encourage one another in the promise of the resurrection, and follow the example of those saints. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. God of our salvation, we know neither the day nor the hour of Christ's return, but we know that he has died and is risen again to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Until that day, preserve us in faith and guard us from temptation. Do not let us be caught unprepared for his coming. Let us live our days in loving service and joyful expectation of the life of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, you've caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks again for joining me for Moments of Meditation. For today, Proper 27 on the church calendar, I am Glenn Kleppe of Zion Lutheran Church in Pine City. Our phone number is 320-629-3683, and our website is zionpinecity.org. I encourage you to join us for worship. Our Sunday service is at 8:30, and it's followed by an education hour, which is a Sunday school and a high school Bible class and an adult Bible class. We also have worship every week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I'm also the pastor at Living Branch Lutheran Church in North Branch, Minnesota. Our phone number there is 651-674-5576. And our website is livingbranch.org. Our Sunday worship is at 10 o'clock. For those of you looking for a place to worship for Thanksgiving, it is important that we give thanks to God in our worship and through our worship. The two churches, Zion and Living Branch, are having one service on Wednesday evening, November 22nd at 7 o'clock. It will be at Living Branch Lutheran Church in North Branch. And then in the month of December, both churches will be having Advent midweek services. These services are important as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord. You know, the world would have us celebrate in various ways, but we prepare ourselves through confession and a serious look at God's Word. Those midweek services are Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock at Living Branch. And for Zion, they are on Wednesdays. There's a service at 11:30 in the morning, and then there's also a service at 7 at night on Wednesdays. You can call either church if you are wondering about details for that. The theme is, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, based on 1 Thessalonians. Also, some people have already asked, we have made the decision to hold our Christmas concert once again. It will be held on December 9th at Zion at 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll have the wonderful Zion organ playing. There will be Christmas songs that the people sing along with. There will be a community choir. And as usual, we'll be recruiting musicians from all around the area. It will be a great night to celebrate God's presence among us during this holy time of the year. Thank you for joining me. May God bless your week.